In a world of conflicting values, where questions are more common than answers, God's Word provides everything we need to live a God-centered, truth-driven life. Join us now for the Word for Life, brought to you by Brookside Baptist Church and hosted by Pastor Greg Huffman, as he shares the truth for the day.
Well, good morning. This is Rich Schmidt coming to you from our studios right here at Brookside Baptist Church in Brookfield, Wisconsin. And I trust you're having a very pleasant morning. And if not, I hope it changes quickly for you. But we'd like to be a bit of an encouragement to you today. And one of those ways we can do that is we're inviting every single person that can hear my voice this morning to come right here to Brookside Baptist Church on December 20th for our two morning services, 9 o'clock and 10:30 a.m., where we're going to have a wonderful Christmas cantata. Our choir and our orchestra is just phenomenal. Their music is absolutely wonderful. And they'll be giving an orchestra and choir musical called Hope Is Born, a wonderful celebration of the Christmas message. So if you're available, you live in the Brookfield area, the Milwaukee, Waukesha area, please come right here to Brookside Baptist Church on Pilgrim Road at either 9 a.m. or 10:30 a.m. on December 20th. And enjoy that wonderful presentation with us. If by chance you'd like to see the presentation but can't attend, we invite you to go to our website, www.brooksidebc.org, and you can find a live stream at the top of our webpage, and we invite you to watch the service with us at that time. So again, December 20th, 9 and 10:30 a.m., A Hope Is Born. I guarantee you, you will not be disappointed, and you'll also receive a wonderful message from the Word of God. Well, we've been dealing in the last several broadcasts on the topic of terrorism, today's trials, a Christian response. And we're going to get to a topic called radicalization, material support, in just a minute. But before I do, I'd like to invite you also to come to my website called Prophecy Focus Ministries. We do either a one-day seminar, such as on a Sunday, or weekend seminars, conferences, church services on prophecy ministries, prophecy scriptures. And if you go to our website, you can see the various topics and series that we do and be happy to bring to your church, no matter how big or how small. We'd love to come and share the prophetic scriptures with you. Again, prophecyfocusministries.com. Well, let's get into our topic for this morning. I want to talk for our little time together this morning about radicalization, also known as providing material support. There's a horrific problem, as we're all aware of in America, of individuals that are being converted or radicalized, if you will, and embracing various ideologies that, quite frankly, are extremely violent and terroristic in their methodologies. Well, I want to give a very fair warning, and the government has actually stepped in on this issue of radicalization and material support. To some of you, the concept of material support may mean nothing, so I want to take a couple of minutes and maybe help some of us understand a little bit better what that means. See, one of the great concerns in America is the radicalization of our citizens, producing extremists, producing those who will bring violence to our streets, producing those who will repeat such events as the attacks on the American soil that took place on September 11th of 2001, or the recent Paris attacks taking 130 lives, or Christians that are being targeted by terrorists. We want to take a look at literally a federal statute this morning. I'll simply give you the site and what it states, and then we'll spend a minute discussing it, and then we'll bring in the Christian context. In 18 U.S. Code 2339 sub 8 is titled Providing Material Support to Terrorists. Here's the offense. Whoever provides material support or resources or conceals or disguises the nature, location, source, or ownership of material support or resources shall be fined under this title, imprisoned not more than 15 years or both, and if the death of any person results, shall be imprisoned for any term of years or for life. A violation of this section may be prosecuted in any federal judicial district. I'm going to go to the second part of that, 2339 sub B, where it states providing material support or resources to designated foreign terrorists or organizations. Unlawful conduct. Whoever knowingly provides material support or resources to a foreign terrorist organization or attempts or conspires to do so shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 20 years or both, and if the death of any person results, shall be imprisoned for any term of years or for life. Now, let me explain one of the things that's known as material support. People. People. In other words, if one of our young people or even an older person said, listen, I think I want to go to Syria, or I think I want to go to a foreign country and support a terrorist organization, they are providing material support, i.e. themselves, to assist or to help a radicalized terror organization. That is strictly forbidden by federal law. You say, well, why as Christians should we be concerned about that? Well, first of all, I think we would support the statute as Christians. And secondly, the scripture demands that we do so. Romans chapter 13, verse 1 says, let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. Therefore, whoever resists the authority resists the ordinance of God, and those who resist will bring judgment on themselves. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil. If you want to be unafraid of the authority? Do what is good, and you will have praise from the same. And here's verse 4. For he is God's minister to you for good. But if you do evil, be afraid, for he does not bear the sword in vain, for he is God's minister, an avenger to execute wrath on him who practices evil. So the government, I think we can agree on this, provides an excellent statute, an excellent place where if someone decides they want to assist a terrorist organization, or if they go to take part in terror and then bring it back here to our borders, they can certainly be arrested and prosecuted. You say, can you prove that? Sure. Basically, if we go to the internet, you can look up, and I'll give you a title, six defendants charged with conspiracy and providing material support to terrorists. Very quickly, let me just read a paragraph. All six individuals that were convicted are natives of Bosnia who immigrated to the United States. Three have become naturalized citizens of the United States, and the remaining three have either refuge or legal resident status. Five of the defendants are in the United States and have been arrested. A sixth defendant is overseas. Today's charges and arrests underscore our resolve to identify, thwart, and hold accountable individuals within the United States who seek to provide material support to terrorists and terrorist organizations operating in Syria and Iraq, said Assistant Attorney General Carlin. Preventing the provision of supplies, money, and personnel to foreign terrorist organizations like ISIL remains a top priority of the National Security Division and our partners in the law enforcement and intelligence community. I could go through other articles. Another one just came out October 16, 2015. A terrorist was sentenced to 20 years in prison for providing material support, in other words, providing themselves to Al-Qaeda. Well, what does this mean to Christians? I want to remind us what happens when a person becomes radicalized, when they become an extremist. It's almost synonymous with the word violence. It's synonymous with the word hatred. It's synonymous with the word, we shall overcome. We will kill you. We will devour you. That is the terrorist mindset, the total antithesis of the Christian mindset. Let's take a look at a passage this morning, and if you have a Bible and can turn real quickly, go to Romans chapter 12 and verse 1. And let's see how God responds to us as his children and what he demands of us as his followers. Quite different than what the radical extremists look for in their religiosity. Here's what the Lord Jesus looks for. And he says in Romans chapter 12, verse 1, I beseech you, therefore, brethren or Christian, by the mercies of God, that's interesting on itself, the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. You know, what's so interesting is when the Lord looks at us as his children, Christians, he never looks to call us into violence. He never looks to call us into hurting other people. No. In fact, he spells it out even clearer in a passage in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 14. And here's what it states. The love of Christ compels us. Wow. So much different than violence. So much different than hatred. So much different than you follow my ideology or I will destroy you. Know what does Jesus say? He says, listen, Christian, here's how we respond to the terrorist. Here's how we respond to the violence. Here's how we respond to what's taking place even within our own country. Listen, I'm not for terrorism. I am not for radicalism. I am not for the extremists. And yes, they must pay a price if they violate the law, but that's for the government to take care of. That's for law enforcement to take care of. But what do we do as Christians? For those that we come in contact with, here's what the Lord says. Listen, you need to look at them as a poor lost soul for whom Christ died. You say, Brother Rich, you're asking me to do more than I think I can do. I'm a Christian. I had relatives or I had friends or I had people that were killed in New York when 9/11 took place. I have friends that were killed or hurt, or I know of people that lost their lives and families whose lives were ruined over terrorist events. And God says, listen, I need you to rise above it. I need you to look at every single person as a lost soul for whom Jesus Christ, the love of Christ, compels us. So God says this. He calls us to be a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God. In other words, what is he saying? He's not saying to put on a suicide belt and blow yourself up. That's not what he's talking about here. He's talking about to give yourself to others, to help others, to sacrifice yourself, not to worry about making money and pleasures and joys and recreation, but to sacrifice our lives to help others find the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen, the only hope America has, the only hope this world has is one thing, Jesus Christ. Here's what I'm suggesting. No, never provide yourself as material support for a terrorist organization. But here's what God does ask us to do, to provide our bodies as a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, loving others, training our children, going and being a proper godly citizen in our culture to try and reach the lost for Jesus Christ, not with violence, not with hatred, not with radical extremism, but with the message of Jesus Christ. One verse for you as we close. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, his death, burial, and resurrection. He's already paid the price. He's already suffered. He's already bled and died so that we could enjoy eternal life through Christ and what he's done. Christian, what will you do with Jesus today?
We hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. If you would like a copy of today's program, have a question we can answer, please contact us at The Word for Life, 4470 North Pilgrim Road, Brookfield, Wisconsin, 53005. For more info about The Word for Life, to make a donation to help us continue this broadcast, as well as other resources for your Christian walk, visit us at www.thewordforlife.org. Thanks for listening today. Tune in again next time as we bring the Word of God to your life.